Chapter 14. The Sound of the Call.
Thornton, Hans and Pete decide to try and find the lost gold mine. The legend about this mine is very old. It says many men look for it, few find it, and more die trying to find it. Near the mine, they say, there is also an ancient cabin called the Lost Cabin. The story says that there is a lot of gold there, but that no ordinary man can take it. Thornton, Hans, Pete, Buck and a team of dogs go to find this place. They travel 70 miles up the Yukon Trail. Thornton is not afraid of the wilderness, and Buck loves this life. For weeks, the team travels through the harsh Northland. 2 months pass. They travel through places that few men ever see. In the autumn, they come to a strange, unknown country full of lakes. It is sad and silent, with few signs of life. They travel on through the winter. Finally, at the end of the winter, they find a cabin in a very remote place. They go inside, but all they find are old, rotten blankets, some broken furniture, and a gun. The spring comes, and still they don't find the lost cabin. But one day, they do find a stream in a valley with a lot of gold in it. They decide to stay there, and each day the men pan for gold. They find big nuggets of gold and gold dust in the clear mountain water. There are thousands of dollars in the stream. The men fill many sacks with gold. Each sack contains 20 kilos. The dogs have nothing to do while the men work. Sometimes they pull the meat that Thornton kills in the forest back to camp. Buck spends many hours by the fire. He often dreams about the short, hairy man. He sees this man sleeping by the fire, his hands behind his head. He runs beside the hairy man. They hunt together, they fish together. Buck feels at home in this strange dreamland. During this time, Buck also hears the call of the wild. He hears it in his blood. Sometimes he runs into the forest to find it. He thinks it is something real. He thinks he can see it. He puts his nose into the cool moss or the black soil. He sometimes stays there quietly for a long time. He hopes he can find this call, this strange sensation from the wilderness that stirs his senses and makes him want to run and run and run. Sometimes, when he is sleeping in the warm sun, he suddenly lifts his head and his ears prick up. He jumps up and goes running into the forest. He runs through the trees and across the open spaces. He runs by the rivers and streams. He likes to watch the birds and animals that live there. Sometimes he spends all day just watching partridges. One night, Buck hears a noise as he sleeps. It is a long, low howl. He doesn't recognize this sound. No dog makes it. But something inside of him stirs. Buck springs to his feet and runs into the dark, silent forest. He comes closer to the sound. He moves more slowly, cautiously. Soon he comes to an open space. A long, thin timber wolf is standing there, its nose pointing to the sky. Buck makes no noise, but the wolf stops howling and stands very still. It knows he is there. It runs away when it sees Buck, but he follows it. The wolf turns and snarls at Buck. It shows its teeth and snaps at him, but Buck does not attack. He circles around the wolf. He tries to be friendly, but the wolf is suspicious and afraid. Then the wolf sees an opening in the trees and runs. Buck chases him for a long time. In the end, the wolf understands that Buck is not an enemy. They touch their noses together. They become friends and play. The wolf runs in front of Buck. He wants Buck to follow him. They run side by side through the forest. Buck knows this is the call. He knows this is freedom. He knows this is the life he was born to. Buck and the wolf stop by a stream to drink. Then Buck remembers John Thornton. He sits down. The wolf begins to run again, but Buck doesn't move. The wolf comes back. He wants Buck to follow him, but he can't. He gets up and starts back to the camp. The wolf runs with him for an hour. It doesn't understand. Buck goes on back to the camp. Then the wolf sits, raises its nose to the sky, and begins to howl sadly. Buck keeps going towards the camp. Soon, he hears only a faint howl in the distance. Then, nothing.